Professor, for the advantage of our listeners who might not be very aware of what has been happening in Kenya, would you give us some specific examples of what areas this accord has not worked very well?
Well, one of the areas is what you can call the letter and spirit of the power sharing, in the sense that the ODM wing of the government, that is the wing headed by Prime Minister Raila Odinga, has always felt that they have been shortchanged insofar as public appointments are concerned. They have always complained that the 50-50 sharing was only reflected in cabinet positions and has not been reflected in other public positions such as permanent secretaries, ambassadors, and public servants in generally. To this extent, the Prime Minister has complained that he's never consulted by the President whenever he's making such critical appointments to the executive, and yet the accord says that the executive is chaired.
What are some of the lessons that have been learned in the new coalition arrangement?
We shouldn't create a situation in which power sharing has to be forced onto a country. And remember that this power sharing wasn't voluntary. And we saw that it set a precedent in which we had the case of Zimbabwe, in which also a power sharing agreement after the incumbent was accused of rigging the election. And the current Prime Minister had to step in to share power. We've also seen Gabgu saying that he's not leaving, but would listen to share power. So it's kind of a lesson that let's create institutions, electoral and judicial institutions, as well as governance institutions, which are irreproachable to the extent that once they have conducted elections, their verdict should be respected, so that we avoid situations in which we have power sharing which is imposed or arrived at to simply cool temperatures in a country.
Moving on to the issue of the ICC case, how important will the ICC case be to the upcoming presidential campaigns?
The ICC case is very important, especially if you look at it from the president or PNU angle, because two of the potential candidates for the PNU wing are among the six suspects that have been named. And therefore, the quest for deferral, or even the quest to say that the Kenyan case is inadmissible in the ICC court, is basically geared towards ensuring that these two gentlemen are eligible for the 2012 election.
Is there a likelihood that the newly revamped judiciary could take over the inquiry, or is it too late? And also, who gains and also who loses?
Well, I don't think that it's a clear-cut situation of who gains or who loses. But you can say that if the two individuals are indicted, then definitely they are technically out of their race, and their supporters will be disappointed. But that doesn't mean that their supporters won't have another choice. There are so many other Kenyans. We have about 40 million Kenyans, and there are so many others who can step in and be candidates. I think the bigger picture should be looked at, that how do we end impunity in this country, and how do we bring justice to those who suffered the post-2007 election violence. As to the judiciary being able to handle the case, I think it's too early, because we have just started. We have yet to fill even the Chief Justice position. We have yet to even fill the Director of Public Prosecution's office. We have yet to even vet judges. So, as at the moment, we can only say that the provisions of the new constitution are sound, but we have to put them in place and operationalize them, and that might not happen as fast as so many people anticipate.
What would be your message to African leaders and also to voters in Kenya as they prepare for next year's election?
Mine is, let's respect institutions and let's respect the rule of law. I think that in Kenya, we have a situation in which impunity has been the order of the day. I think it only struck that let the Hague process continue, and if the six are not guilty, they shall be set free. But let those who commit these crimes against humanity know that impunity shall not be allowed, always be devil the king and society.